Hi, this is Andrew Warner of Mixergy.com. Mixergy is an invitation website that helps your guests get to know each other before an event. I think that hosting events can be fun, but I also know that it's great for business because it helps you connect with people. That's why I organize my events. It's also why I interviewed Party Charlie Scola. I wanted to learn from him how to organize a good party. Here's my interview with Charlie.
For over 30 years, I've been in the party planning catering business, and I see a direct correlation between people socializing at functions. And these are generally your top CEOs. These are people in out in sales, business people, and it just makes a lot of sense. I've been party planning my entire life, and I see what goes on at these parties. I see lasting relationships blossom, where at a party I see people doing business, and then down the line I find out that the two of them formed a great business relationship, and they continue to do business to this day.
Okay. What kind of people have you done parties for?
Well, I'll tell you, I've done parties for three American presidents, the vice premier of China. We coordinated the event for Elton John. We coordinated the event for Dana Carvey, Ed O'Neill, Hugh Hefner's Millennium Christmas Party, which was just an amazing event. Yeah, so, I mean, I've been in this business, as I mentioned, my entire life, but one of the most interesting things I have seen is, and this is why I also wrote about my book. As you probably know, I'm an author. I wrote the book called Party Planning Secrets, The Ultimate Guide to a Successful Party. And in my book, I tell why we need to party, celebrate, and socialize, how important it is to the fabric of society for us to rekindle the relationships. And I'm talking about the relationships that we almost sever to a degree by only speaking, texting, or video conferencing people, because you don't get that human contact that we need so much.
Why? If I'm blogging, people know exactly what I'm about. They can reach out to me, and if there's somebody who I'm interested in meeting, I can read their blog, I can see their LinkedIn profile, their MySpace page, and reach out to them and start a conversation that way. What's the point of going and seeing somebody in person?
Well, there is a different type of bond that is developed. There is nothing better than a good, strong handshake and a hug. There's nothing better than looking at somebody in their eyes, getting to know them. You really don't get to know someone until you sit down and have a cup of coffee with them, share an hors d'oeuvre with them, have a glass of wine, whatever it may be. There's a different chemistry reaction that's happening when you're doing that. And also, by the way, for most people, they do not realize or know this, but partying, celebrating, and socializing is very good and beneficial for your health. It gets your immune system going. It gets your endorphins flowing. It's just amazing what goes on. Now, that doesn't happen while you're chatting with somebody on the phone. It just doesn't happen.
Okay. I've noticed that when I go to events, I get a lot out of it because I get to meet new people. They find out about what I'm up to, and they help me make connections, and they also give me feedback on my site and my projects. But I've noticed that when I host events, instead of just going to them, I get to meet way more people, and I get to meet more people at the event, and it also gives me an excuse to meet strangers and invite them out to one of my events, so that it gives me an excuse to connect with them a little bit more than I would if I didn't have that.
You're right. What happens is now not only are you co-hosting it, you feel a part of it. And whenever you feel a part of it, you walk in with a bit more confidence. And instead of, hi, my name is so, my name is Charlie Scola, a.k.a. Party Charlie. What's your name? Hi, my name is Charlie Scola, a.k.a. Party Charlie. I'm co-hosting the event with Andrew and so on and so forth. And, oh, okay, yeah, I know Andrew. And it actually is a great icebreaker. So I recommend to all people to start co-hosting events.
What kind of events can they co-host with others or put on their own? They're easy. For somebody who has a full-time job already, has a family that they need to go to, and maybe wants to get some exercise in during the week, if they want to squeeze in hosting an event, what kind of event could they do?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends. If they have an office space that they can bring people into their office area, sometimes people live in an area where they have a foundation room or they have a rec room or a party room in their condominium unit, or they have a great backyard. These are ways to invite people into your home, into your life. It becomes a little more personal that way. And we find that when people get involved and they're at your home or your business or an area that you personally created that has a little more with you personally rather than a restaurant or a hall on the outside, this makes it a lot warmer for people because now they feel a little more connected to you, especially in the home. I find out that when people do mixers in their homes, there's pictures, possibly the wife, the kids, or just maybe some awards from some basketball, football, something to that degree. They get to know you a little personally, and that's nice. And that's where people start to open up. You know, I'll tell you a funny story how people open up. I was doing when Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, which was directed by J.J. Abrams, the creator of Lost, when they were doing the editing of Mission Impossible 3, I actually was doing the catering for that and the planning every day. And each day we would, being who it was for, I was kind of showing off. And each time I would do a different theme for lunch for the group. Now, in order to get into the area we were in, first you had to get onto the Fox lot, which you need clearance. Second, the building we were in, you needed to get clearance for that. So now you're in the building. Now, the third area, there was a security area to get into the actual area where the editing was. So everybody who was back in that area was there because they were supposed to be. So when Tom was just walking around, he felt Tom Cruise very, very casual. He didn't have to put on a show for anybody. He didn't have to be underneath the lights. He was able to be himself. So when you get to meet people in that way, their guard is down. So, you know, it's a warmer handshake. It's a warmer conversation because you're supposed to be there. And this is the same thing that happens when you invite somebody into your home. There's a little more of the welcomeness. There's a little more openness because, your guard is completely down because this is your home. This is your home. You're comfortable there.
I love this. This is really helpful. But let me ask you this. What happens if your apartment is small or it's ugly or you're feeling inadequate about it? I get that a lot from people.
Well, can I tell you, and that's a big, and I understand that a lot of people are concerned about that. I have a book called Party Planning Secrets, and in my book, I talk about how to take small spaces and do wonderful things with them. And one of the things we talk about in the book is how you make space for your party, and if it's in your small condo, what we do, you rearrange your furniture, first of all, because your house is set up for everyday living, which is watching TV, so the chair is faced that way. There may be a table that you can put a snack on or whatever it may. Open up the center of the room. That's number one. Change the lights. Change the lights to pink. It enhances women's makeup. Then take everything off of your kitchen counter, put it in a box, put it in your spare room. Don't worry, it's not going to stay there forever, hopefully. And I tell people, take everything off except for my book. Keep my book up there, my party planning book. I can believe that's very, very important. It's also colorful, so it's like decor. And use your whole countertop for the buffet and the food. You could use your sink by lining it with a nice cloth and put some white wine in there and put some ice, and that becomes your ice bar. And that's a really nice way to do space. And now you've created a little party atmosphere. So no matter what your house looks like, you changed it a little, especially with the lights. And you wait until you do the party, as it gets dark. And I tell you, because most places look better when they're dark and dimly lit, because that also is a better atmosphere for people. People tend to loosen up a little better when there's proper lighting. So that's a recommendation. Other than that, it's borrowing a friend's house, borrowing a friend's venue, or having it at your office. These are other things. Now, if you absolutely have to, and you have money in the budget, one really, really great thing to do is to find a great party location. Now, we have a lot of party locations we work with. In this way here, these a lot of times are mansions, so on and so forth. And if you grab a bunch of people, put everybody together, get some sponsors to help sponsor the event, and you throw the event that way. And that really works well.
Where do I find a mansion?
Oh, you can find a mansion anywhere if you call me. You call me, and I'll get you all the time. I got mansions in Pasadena. I got mansions in Hollywood. We've got mansions with amazing views.
How much does a mansion go for?
We've got mansions with pools. Pardon me?
How much does a mansion go for an
evening?
Well,
it can go anywhere. Depending on the location, could go anywhere from $3,000 to $25,000. Oh, yeah. No, you know, it's got to be a pretty high-level event with some great sponsors if you're going up to the, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. Most corporations are the ones who are coming out, and they're renting the high-end mansions. We actually did an amazing event at a Malibu mansion when we did the wrap party for the movie Evan Almighty, which was just an amazing wrap party, 800 people. And that mansion there, we had people all over, including down at the beach, enjoying themselves. It was just a beautiful, beautiful day. And that mansion there goes, was going. I'd much prefer not to say over the air how much they actually paid for it. It's, but I will tell you, it was up there. It's sky high. But that's the quality that you get, you know. And, of course, everybody enjoyed that because not only the mansion becomes, the mansion actually becomes part of the ambiance. You know, one of the things I have to give out, and I like to give my little party planning secrets out to people because I feel they can, if they're going to be doing their own little party, their own little event, regardless, even if they're helping a friend with a wedding, a bar mitzvah, an anniversary, whatever it is, I'm going to give five tips. These five tips are universal, and they can be used no matter what event you're doing, and even if it's a business event. And number one is a highly creative, high-energy invitation. A lot of people will concentrate on the font. I tell them, don't worry about the font. The font's not important. What is important is the words you put in it to entice the people to come to your party. High-energy words. Step two, you got to greet the people as they enter. Don't let it be that the door is just cracked open a little and people walk into an ongoing party and they just stumble around until they find somebody that they know. That's like walking on eggshells. The minute that door opens up, you give that person a handshake and a hug. You welcome them. Give them a welcome drink. Put some beads around their neck if it's a theme party. Whatever you do, but make them feel wanted. And by the way, if you don't have the personality to do that, get somebody in there who does. Step two. So that's very important. Now I'm going to say one more thing about step two. Dr. Abraham Maslow, the father of hierarchy of needs, talks about the sense of belonging. And the sense of belonging is so important. And when we feel we belong, excuse me, when we feel we belong, we just bubble over with energy. And you're bringing that energy into the party. And you're bringing it into the event. And you start to stimulate everybody in the room because they're already up on that high energy level because they entered the same way. So step two is very, very important. Step three, create the ambiance. And that could be with the lighting. It could be with some light decorations if it's a party. Or if it's a networking thing, just make sure people get some name tags also so that, you know, people can ask each other questions by name, which is very nice. So you want to create the ambiance and always light music in the back in the beginning. Never have your music going on a level 10 when the party first starts. It inhibits people. It's too loud. It's really tough to start networking that way because people get a little offended by that, having to scream in people's ears. Later on, just adjust the music up accordingly. Step four, you have to give your guests something to do. Eating and drinking is not something to do. We do that every day. And by the way, I do it quite well. Step number four is giving something people to do, and what I mean is something to interact them. Recently, one of the things we've been doing, it's a lot of fun. This, by the way, works at networking parties. We put mind benders around the room in big bowls, and what mind benders are is little little quizzes, you know. What happens when you take two from five and add six? And there's a great one. It talks about, the father and the mother and who, towards the end, who becomes the father. And there's it's all twisted. And they're called mind benders. It's actually very, very wonderful because then people have to try to guess it. They have to, and it brings people together now because it's a great icebreaker. Step number five. Now, step number five is great food and beverage. Now, I didn't say expensive food and beverage, but what I did say is great food and beverage. And it could be creative, it could be simple. Now, I've known, I can throw a party, by the way, with pizza and beer, and my neighbor could throw a party with lobster and caviar, and my party will be better. My party will be an outrageously successful party. Why? Because I'll follow the five steps. Now, the only way my neighbor's party will be as good or better than mine is if he or she went out and bought my book and started reading my book and did the five steps. But that's the story with that. So to recap, a highly creative, energetic invitation. Step two, greet your guest at the front door. Step three, create the ambiance. Step four, give your guest something to do. And last but not least, great food and beverage. And that pretty much will wrap up that party there. And that makes it perfect.
Say I was going to put together an event here at my house for 15 internet entrepreneurs who I met in the course of doing business.
Right.
Step number one, you're saying when I send them an invitation, use high energy words. What kind of words?
Well, when you send the invitation, you have to make it enticing for them. Now, every invitation is going to be different because it's going to, whatever target market you're trying to get. Now, remember, when you're having these networking functions, some people kind of are thinking, well, it's just very, very business, very business. I have news for you. These people coming to this, they did business all day. They want to come somewhere to relax, be able to have conversation, have some fun, and most of all, to laugh and enjoy themselves. And a lot of times companies, they go the other way. They want it to be very rigid. Hi, how are you, Mr. So-and-so? Come right this way. It's too much. It's too much.
So when I send out the invitation to, I'd be inviting these entrepreneurs, these friends, these young guys who are looking to start their companies, I'll be inviting them to my house. You're saying don't talk up the business side of things. Talk up the more relaxed social elements.
Yeah, come have a nice, relaxed, enjoyable social. We're going to have some fun.
Okay, so that's number one. What was step number two?
Number one. So number two, someone's got to be at that front door to greet them. Now, Andrew, I've been at some of your events, by the way, and they're fabulous. And I have to tell you one thing. I know that you kind of, maybe because you've heard me talk about it, but you do use the five steps. I've noticed that at your events.
Thanks.
Maybe somehow or another, through you and I chatting, maybe you heard this and maybe subconsciously you automatically did it. But I've been to your event and I walk up there. There's always someone to greet you, and
yeah,
that works really well.
Yeah, no question about it.
Your invitations are pretty good as well. And then I notice there's always a good atmosphere, so on and so forth.
So, okay,
you really
the
do it up well.
For, the atmosphere for a house. And first of all, you're right that at a big event, I always will hire somebody or ask somebody to volunteer to stand at the door and greet
guests. Absolutely.
I like when I walk into an event, I'm always a little nervous. I like having somebody at the door make me feel more comfortable and bring me into the party. Maybe introduce me to somebody else at the party so that I get to start a conversation and not walk around trying to find my place there. So that's number two. Number three, if it's a house party, how can I make the atmosphere interesting?
Oh, it's very simple. I said it earlier. You want to be able to change the way the lighting is. And, you know, even just going to a simple Home Depot and picking up some soft pink lighting and changing a few of the bulbs, you'd be surprised what that does. You want to keep low level of light. So when people walk in, people tend to be less inhibited when there's not a bright spotlight on them. As you probably know, that public speaking is the number one reason for people to be scared. I mean, I think they say something like number one is speaking, number two is dying, so, which is interesting because what that means is that the man giving the eulogy would much rather be sitting in the box next to him. That's a whole other thing. But here's the thing is you want to create the ambiance and you want to be able to put some fresh flowers around, you know. Even though this may possibly could be a bunch of guys coming to the party, there's nothing better than having a little of God's nature around. It's so beautiful. It's refreshing. It lets people know that you're having something special at your home.
Okay.
And that's nice.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The next step, though, is to give them something to do. This is the most challenging one, because I know what you mean.
Well, no. Step number three is creating the ambiance.
Oh, no, step one,
the invitation. Step two, greeting them at the door. Step three is creating the ambiance. Step four is giving them something to do.
What can I give people to do?
Being that you're in the tech business, setting up demonstrations and bringing in some laptops or flat screens, and let people being able to test out some of the product that you may be talking to. That's always a good way to do it. But you want to be careful. You want to do it in a way that you're not selling, that you're not pushing. I've been to places, as you know, on vacation, they always have the timeshare people. And I have to tell you, when I go on a vacation, I'm going to enjoy myself. And when you find out that sometimes you go somewhere and you're chatting with somebody, and next thing you know, it turns out to be they're talking to you about a timeshare, it just completely turns me off, because that's not the reason I came there. I came there to, you know, relax. Now, at a networking function, yeah, people understand it's going to be about business, but nobody wants to come to close a deal. Nobody wants to come to have business forced on them as closing. So I would be careful about even trying to attempt doing a business deal where you have something set up and you're trying to close a deal and sell a product.
What's a more social option? They're coming over to my house. What's a more social option? They're coming over to my house. I want them to get to know each other on a more social level. What are some social interactions that I can give them? You mentioned one thing was do a game.
The Mind Benders is a great one. Another thing. Let me tell you one thing. We did at a party one time, and we actually did this for the Smith Barney Company. And this was a lot of fun. As the guests come in, they were given aprons. And as they come in, they got these aprons, and the smart way to do that is to have a gal and a guy at the front door, and the girl puts the apron around the guy as he comes in, and the guy puts it around the girl. They come inside, and there's little areas that we had set up that they had to help them prepare some of the dishes, and we had some instructions. We had bottles of wine out there for people to help themselves with. I have to tell you, it becomes interactive, because then it brings people together to start doing things. And then there's always someone saying, oh, no, put a little more of that in, put a little more of that in. They actually forget about the reason that they're actually at the event. And naturally, organically, what happens is they start, so what do you do? Oh, where are you from? This and that. And this is the way people bond and get to know one another. That's a really fabulous
thing. I love that. What other ideas do you have like that we could do in our homes when we're inviting, say, a dozen, two dozen people over?
Oh, some other things is always trivia. Trivia is always a great way to do that. That's always a great way to get people to interact. People, and then of course there's asking people, you know, impromptu, if they would like to speak. If there's somebody who wants to have something and they want to chat about something. And, you know, what happens is usually there's always someone who will get up and say, well, you know what, I actually want to talk about something, something new and interesting that's happened in your life or your business that you'd like to share with the group. There's always one person. And then usually another person chimes in, and then at which time the person running the party says, you know, this is going really well. How about we just go round robin and everybody just take a minute just to tell a little bit about themselves. Now, what's happened is there will be someone in there going, oh, God, I can't believe I have to talk. But what will happen, because everybody else is doing it, that person that when it comes their time, they'll do it. They'll be a little nervous. But what will happen is they'll conquer a fear that night. After they're done, they'll feel like $1 million. And I have to tell you, you watch that person start networking now. You watch them start getting into some great conversation, because you just broke a big barrier with that person. That's always fun to see.
Okay, and I've seen wine tastings go over well because everyone gets to try it and talk about it. I've heard chocolate tasting lately because anyone can have an opinion on that.
Yeah, chocolate tasting is good. Anytime you bring food into the mix, you can, and you mentioned, which is really good, the wine tasting. We also did an amazing event recently where we had 16 different types of very interesting cheeses. And in front of each of the cheese, we had a little bit of information where it was from, and we put out a little clipboard, and people had then to write down what they thought of the cheese.
Oh, this
here
is...
we got Pardon?
Yeah, this is great. This is, you know, I'm going to do that because I am going to have a couple of dozen people here, and I don't know what to do to get them comfortable with each other and get them talking. If I bring out a cheese every 5 minutes and we all get to sample it and talk about it, I think that's going to be a great way for us to start a conversation. And it also, by the way, both the wine and the cheese feed into the last step that you say we need to be aware of, which is the food and the drink that we have out for people.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, I've got a lot of great information here. I'm going to post this up on the blog today. Finally, before I let you go, you've got the book signing that's going to be on Mixergy.com, too. Do you want to say a little bit something about that?
Absolutely, and thank you for asking me that. I'm very, very proud of this book here. And one of the reasons, one of the many reasons I wrote the book, over the years, I was asked questions by my clients on how do I do this or how to... you know, Charlie, I'm doing a small party. How much ice do I need? Charlie, I'm doing a small party. How many people should I? What about valet parking? How many valet parkers do I need? Charlie, how do I set my kitchen up? Well, you know, what do I do with the trash? And there's so much more information in the book. And I decided, you know what, I put it together. It took me about 4 years because I kept adding wonderful areas to it. And the book signing is going to be at the Borders Bookstore at the Century City Mall. That's the Westfield Century City Mall, right off of Santa Monica Boulevard, between Avenue of the Stars and Century Park East. It'll be upstairs by the food court. We're taking over the entire store. It's going to be May 8th, 5:30 until 8 o'clock. There'll be entertainment, food, open bar, some surprises. I always like to add that in. There's always, with Party Charlie, there's going to be some surprises. And I would imagine some people actually may remember me from the e-entertainment event I did in Pasadena for 500 people with the Cirque du Soleil-style party, all the flame and fire shows, the full bar, the whole nine yards.
Can I say the naked caterers?
Absolutely. We had all the beautiful body-painted models serving the guests, which was amazing.
Right.
But there's always something going on with me, and so any of those people listening to this, I would love for you to come back and come to this event here. Now, this event is very near and dear to me and very special for two reasons. Number one, it's my book signing party. It's the first book I've ever written, and it's kind of interesting because I'm dyslexic, and I struggled with putting this together, and I had people help me, but it turned out to be a beautiful book. Borders is so excited to have this book. I've already got it into one Costco coming up. So, I mean, things are going to really ride high with this book. The other reason is that's very special to me is that all of the proceeds that night go to Make-A-Wish Foundation of Greater L.A. And that's something that's making me very proud because I believe all of us need to give back a little. Give back what you can. Give something. And if somebody would like to call me directly, my number is 310-214-9158. Or they can go www.charliescola.com. And either way, I'd be happy to hear from them.